Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to a Christmas National Obsession. Is it a Christmas National Obsession, John?
It very much is.
Very much is Christmas National
Absolutely.
Obsession.
Absolutely.
It's a National League Christmas newsletter to tide you over the Yuletide period. John, we'll be in training on Christmas Day, of course, won't we?
Well, as you know, proper pros that we are.
Pros, we'll be training.
Absolutely.
We won't be playing Christmas Day. We'll be in, though. John will be on the faders.
Yeah.
Practicing.
Yeah.
I'll be trying some accents out.
I won't have too much to eat.
Trying to remember stuff.
You've got to keep yourself sharp for the big boxing day.
How many times have I told this story before?
It'll be a light session because we've got a podcast the next day.
We've got a podcast the next day. We've got all sorts, you know. So, this is the Christmas version, John, which, of course, John, people look forward to all year.
Don't they just?
Don't they?
So I've just found some Christmas.
Here comes Father Christmas.
Don't know quite why that was on there. Bit of xylophone.
People look forward to it all year, John. They talk about it all year.
Still going.
2 years ago, one is still talked about, of course, isn't
it? Yeah, that was Christmas Cool.
Christmas Cool. Still talked about, John.
Story of Martin Cool.
Is it in glowing terms? I can't remember.
I think people refer to it as the nadir of the National Obsession. And, take from that what you will.
Christmas Cool. Martin Cool, of course, no longer at Basingstoke.
No.
Christmas in Basingstoke.
Christmas in Basingstoke.
Is that a children's film?
Quite a depressing children's film.
And also last year, what was it called, John, last year?
Last year was the Nat Obstivity.
Oh, yes, of course.
And you might ask, where is there left to go
you
after that?
You think you'd have left it at that point. I must confess to never having listened to the complete Nat Obstivity.
Very few people. It's like The Irishman. You have to watch it in several sections.
People have started to listen to the Nat Obstivity, but pretending it's a mini-series.
The Nat Obstivity had a lot more brevity.
Oh, did it?
A Christmas Cool was about 15 minutes long.
Yeah, it was very long, wasn't it?
It's far too long.
Hey, listen, if you want to go back on iTunes, the technology is there. You can still go back and listen to the Christmas Cool.
You can go all the way back to Genesis.
What episode is it, John?
Oh, I don't know.
Who
It'd
knows?
Be about in the tens.
Just go back and find it there.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm assuming, John, it's Christmas. You've got one for us this week.
I have. Well, what haven't we done yet? I hear you ask.
What haven't we done?
A pantomime.
What haven't we rinsed?
A pantomime. Christmas tradition.
Yeah, lovely.
Panto.
Oh, it's behind us. Yeah.
It's behind us.
Lovely.
And so that's what I'll be bringing you.
We did ask a few weeks ago for suggestions.
Yes,
of titles,
and so I have
we?
Incorporated those suggestions into the pantomime.
Yeah.
Before we get going, good
oh,
and proper.
Yeah. Oh, we're not started yet.
No, we haven't started yet.
No,
this
no.
is just a bit of pre-podcast
yeah.
riffing.
Warm up.
Spoke to Gary Johnson earlier.
Say it again, John. Clack, clang.
Clang.
I spoke to Gary earlier. Yeah.
Well, not only did I speak to Gary Johnson, I spoke to Mrs. Johnson as well.
My goodness me, this sounds like one of our skits.
Well, it could have been, because I
you rang Gary's phone. You've got Gary's number, haven't you, John, because of your
and
work.
In my day job, the presenters wanted him on, because they'd seen that he was taking a Talk United team to a panto.
Looking at the poster, I reckon there's probably tickets still available.
So I called him up, and it went, hello? And I thought, that doesn't sound like Gary at all.
No.
And, look, I'm assuming it was Mrs. Johnson. And he said, no, he's left his phone at home. And I mean, it didn't quite sound
sounds
like that.
Hyacinth Bouquet. Keeping up appearances with Gary Johnson. I mean, we can do that all day long.
Aaron Downs is on flow.
And she said, Aaron? My brother, Aaron.
So she said, no, he's left his phone at home.
I don't think that's Gary Johnson.
I won't do it.
We've met Mrs. Johnson before.
We have met Mrs. Johnson.
When we were presented with our shirt, John, when we held aloft the National League South trophy with Liam Davis.
And I said, oh, is he going to be back at all a little bit later? No, he's staying in Torquay. Can you make contact with Aaron Downs? So then I had to call Aaron Downs.
Oh, gosh.
Who then put me on to Gary Johnson.
I'd have liked it if you'd rung Aaron Downs and gone, oh, yeah, could you call him? Can you call him Lee Mansell?
Yeah. Oh, no, not me.
Lee Mansell will be able to get hold of
him. You're going to call Brian Sarr.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Hello. Yeah. Could you give Carl Area a ring? Which player do you think will have been most annoyed about having to go the panto?
Lucas Kovalam wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Not for him.
No, not for him.
I think you're right, John.
They don't have them in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, it's behind you.
He finds the whole thing quite alarming.
What? It's behind you. He doesn't like people shouting, it's behind you. Normally the ball with Lucas.
Do you want to work out what's coming up on the podcast?
What's coming up? It's a Christmas, very much last day at sort of
last day at term. Bring games.
Bring games in sort of feeling to the podcast this week.
Should we work it out anyway? Christmas.
What's on in the podcast, John?
So we have got no news.
No news. You've not done it, have you, John? It's Christmas. No, you've had a lot on.
It was Christmas.
And it's the trophy as well, John.
It was a competition that I didn't recognise. Well, I don't know what this thing is.
I'm disappointed that you don't count the trophy.
Main thing you need to know, it's Torquay won and Woking lost.
And we've got Halifax at home.
News over.
Round.
Yeah,
Halifax
there you go. The that's
round.
It.
That's unreal, isn't it? That's bad luck for Halifax. And imagine that. You think, oh, I've got to go to Torquay for the trophy.
Well, look, that's all you need to know. That's it. A few special guests are going to join us.
Yes.
On the phone.
People we haven't heard from for a while.
Catch up with these sorts of people, don't you?
It's obviously Christmas. A lot of non-league games on. We might be hearing from a guest to do with that, of course.
Yes.
Have we got any letters? Maybe.
Got some nice Christmassy letters.
Oh, how that's nice.
We're going to call a Christmas truce.
We're going to play the Pipes of Peace.
The Pipes of Peace. We'll find out who that is a little later on.
That's very nice, isn't it?
And as you've alluded to, it wouldn't be Christmas without a Christmas story.
Well, it would be Christmas.
It probably would be.
It would be. They'd still let it happen.
This thing would still go ahead. But I just feel it just adds a little bit of extra sprinkling of magic.
Are we having a Foff game, John?
Yes, Foff game as well. Yeah, of course.
Well, it sounds like you say we've got nothing in the podcast. It sounds absolutely packed.
I don't know how we're going to fit it all in.
We go. So you don't want it? So there we are. Well, I'd normally go now. Well, John, why don't you tell us the news? But there's no news.
I haven't got any news.
You've done no work on that at all.
No news.
How were your Christmas work itself out? What were you have for lunch, John? Because every year my dad always goes, we always have a turkey. Always have exactly the same lunch every year. And my dad every year will go, we're going to have a goose next year.
Yes.
Every
we're
year.
Change it up.
Next year, fed up, we're going to have a Chinese. Yeah. Every year, he's like, that's it. We're going for it.
No, we are family of tradition. It's turkey.
It's turkey. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. Turkey.
And then beef, probably on the Boxing Day.
I'm in charge of making the trifle this year. John.
Okay.
I'm making it now. Trifle in our house and in our family is a big deal, John. My nan always makes a trifle.
She all about the
always
trifle.
Used to make a trifle. And the recipe is closely guarded Ooh, great. Okay. I love a like a trifle, John. A sherry trifle.
I can't really think of the last time I had one.
I'm going to make you a sherry trifle. I'm going to bring it in for the new year.
That'd be fun on the train.
Oh, yeah. Hey, pub train. That'd be great fun.
The moments of the year.
Is it up there? Well, yeah. Let's we talk about moments of
we
the year.
Do, that might,
maybe that's probably good. I mean, it's been the most brilliant year.
Yeah.
If you're not just looking at the season, it's been a brilliant, brilliant year.
Was that the moment of the year? Woken
away. Oh, yeah. That Ben Winter goal, John.
We'll never see it again.
I'll never forget. I will never forget that moment in my life.
No.
My whole life, John. It was beyond football for me. It was just everything. I've loved this team. I've loved non-league football and I've loved league football, but I've loved this team my whole life. And to get one moment like that, it's just brilliant. Moment of the decade,
moment
John.
Moment of the decade?
For me.
Okay.
The Talking United moment of the decade for me was that. Ben Winter. What would your Talking United moment of the decade be, John?
Moment of the decade?
When you met Liam Davis.
I mean, it's up there, isn't it? Yeah. I think it's got to be Woking.
Got to be Woking.
The National Obsession, Moments of the Decade.
Now, we're going to have a couple of guests, John, aren't we?
Yes.
And our first guest, he's here, I've been told
it's
he's
like
here.
It's like a Christmas special, isn't it?
It's a Christmas special, like people dropping in.
Who's that at the door?
Ding, ding dong.
Hang on.
Let's put that in.
Doorbell.
And oh, there's someone at the door,
who's
John.
That?
It's Christmas.
The National Obsession Christmas party.
Let's find out who it is. I'll go and answer that. I need the loo, actually, John.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
Fine.
It is Christmas.
Cross him on the way out. Go
cross
and
him
let
on
him
the
in.
Way out.
Yeah.
And John, it's non-league rep. Put some clothes on.
Oh my God.
He's wearing just
Ray.
Socks, John.
This is not
hanging around for this.
This is not very Christmassy. Ray, come and take a seat at the microphone. Ray, what the
hell is going on, man?
Hello,
John. Hello.
You're not wearing any clothes. First of all, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, John.
Happy Christmas.
Happy non-league Christmas, John.
Why are you not wearing any clothes?
I am wearing clothes, John. I'm wearing socks.
Right.
I'm wearing socks.
Yeah, it's still...
Before you judge me...
It's not enough.
Before you judge me, John, it's I'm doing it for charity.
Okay.
I'm walking Land's End to Barrow.
Yeah, that famous route.
Yeah, I'm doing that route, Land's End to Barrow.
Yeah.
Truro City FC.
Truro to Barrow.
I don't know if you've... What's on? I'm going Truro City FC.
Yeah.
To Barrow FC.
Okay.
The Bluebirds.
The Bluebirds.
And I'm walking it.
In aid of?
In my socks.
Yeah.
In aid of. It's a charity walk, John. And I'm walking it over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
Through to Easter.
It's a very noble thing to do.
It's going to take me from now till Easter to do it.
I'm
doing 1 mile a day.
Yeah.
I might do 2 miles. I'll do 2 miles a day, John.
You can get it done a lot quicker.
It's for charity, though.
Yeah. But which charity? I just wanted to, give him a bit of publicity.
It's the non-league charity corporation, John.
Should I look that up?
Yep, just look it up, John. It's an official charity there. It helps people who don't get to see non-league games, and it supplies them with tickets for non-league games. And so some people in the charity have never been to a non-league game, and it's for them. If people would like... If people would like to support the charity, John, it's the Non-League Corporation.
Yeah.
And,
a registered charity?
In the process of becoming registered.
Right.
I haven't got the forms yet.
Okay.
But I'm in the process of thinking of getting the forms. So
right.
So
is this a charity you've started?
I've set it up myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it on the walk.
Right. So what's happening to the money that people are giving you?
People have given me, so far, I'm on £3,500.
Bloody hell.
Because originally I said it was for kiddies.
Right.
It was for the kiddies who aren't very well.
And now you've...
But I've changed it now, John.
Yeah.
To people who've not been to a non-league game.
Is that a bit...
So
that's immoral?
It's the charity, you know. It's moral, John.
Moving on
stupidity.
From the questionable morals and financial structure.
It's a walk, though,
why,
John.
Yeah, why are you just wearing socks?
It's part of it. It's non-league Ray in his socks.
No further questions.
I don't see what the... I thought that was pretty clear.
Yeah.
Non-league, people pass me and go, look, there's non-league Ray in his... I mean, people scream sometimes.
Yeah.
Cover children's eyes. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
But to be honest, it's very cold at the moment, John, so there's not a lot to see, if we're all honest. So...
Well, Right, thank you so much for dropping
in. Thanks for coming in and getting the getting the charity out there, John.
And one more time, what's it called?
It's called the Non-League Corporation Charity. And you can get that will eventually be on Crowdfunder. And or you can just send a check to N.L. Ray. And that'll...
And that'll just find its way to you.
Just find its way to you. People know me, you know. So,
or if they see you coming past...
Cash, put some cash.
Throw a bit of money.
Put some cash in my pocket. I don't wear a pocket.
But yeah, they don't
know
where they put in your socks.
Some, just tuck a tenner, a 20, a 50 in my socks.
In your socks.
And then, I mean, don't... I'd put it in the back of the sock. Side. Yeah. Put it in the side of the socks.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So there
well,
we
thanks,
are,
mate.
Thanks for having me
Non-League
on
Ray
your
on
little
the,
podcast
the
here,
National
John.
Session
I appreciate
Christmas
it.
Party.
There we are. Thanks very much. Bye, John.
The National Obsession.
Now, Charlie,
yes.
I don't know what your history knowledge is like, but I mean, it's fairly well-known fact. Christmas Day, 1914.
Yeah.
Obviously, right at the beginning of the First World War,
yeah,
the British troops and the German troops laid down their weapons
in the Somme, got their weapons out,
put down their weapons, climbed out into no man's land.
He did
put their differences aside and played a game of football.
And was that on Christmas Day? Was it, John?
On Christmas Day, 1914. In totally unconnected news,
yeah.
Here's Sam and Marcus from Talky Talk.
Talky Talk. Here they are. Lovely.
Hello, lads. A hand
across. Of nations.
Across no man's land. And look, no man's we've got...
What have we got song we got going to play, John?
A bit of Paul McCartney.
Lovely. Bit of
Pipes of Peace.
I'd say his second worst ever song.
It's pretty bad, isn't it? And I'm a Paul McCartney super
There we are. Hey, up the Gulls.
Up the Yellows. We're back. You know, we're in the draw for the big games. You know, the FA Trophy, the one that matters.
Yeah, I'd love... Wouldn't you love to have a... John, as we know, no platforms the trophy.
The FA what?
He's not into it. And I think he's foolish too. Because I think we've got a good chance at it this year. Would he all love a trip to Wembley with Gary? Oh,
it's the highlight of being non-league, if anything.
Yeah, I went to the final once, the Ebbsfleet final.
Oh yeah, I was at that one. Yeah.
Did you go to that? Either of you go to that?
That was a grim day.
Oh, it was miserable, wasn't it?
Chris McPhee.
When you've been outplayed by Chris McPhee.
Yeah.
It's not a great day. And Martin Rice shaved his head for the occasion. I think the writing was on the wall for kickoff.
It's what I mean, and you can hear all of this in the latest Talky Talk podcast.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, lads, bar you know, sort of 5 minutes, was one of the most depressing listens I've ever had.
It
was
dear.
Moments of the decade. We haven't had that many.
Yeah, that one did come out. That was a pretty miserable day.
I mean, the thing about Sporting Talky is you do get a lot of low points. That's the thing, but that's the point, isn't it? Because then when you get the high points, you've earned them. Imagine winning all the time.
That'd be boring.
It wouldn't feel like a high point then, would it?
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Are you going to Yeovil?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course they are. They're Talky Talk, Talky John. Talk. They're a Talky podcast.
That's what they do.
We're not a Talky podcast.
And that's why I'm not going.
You know, I have managed... through my job and through family commitments, to be able to go to zero Yuletide fixtures. My favourite thing of the whole year I always look forward to is football at Christmas.
Yeah.
I've absolutely done myself up. If I was in that trench on the Somme, right, and they said, we're going to have a game of football, I reckon I'd have a letter from my wife saying... You've got to be with the family. there's a football game Christmas Eve. Could you come back from the front?
Yeah.
Hey, Marcus and Sam, what do you think is a good season for the Gulls? I'm still pushing promotion. The people who are top at the moment are on the lowest points ever, and the people who are on the bottom are on the highest points ever. So it's such a congested, squashed in league that absolutely anyone can do it.
It's one of those. It's such a tight league, and a run of games will make such a difference. We've had a bad run of games, all of a sudden we're out of the picture. You win three or four and you're way back in it, and you'd obviously address the problems with a few loan signings. We've got another wing. I mean, obviously we don't need any centre backs, hence he's not signed anymore.
No.
You know, let's just outscore them. Apparently confident of the playoffs still.
Do you know what I'd love? Bobby Oleshnik on loan
till
the end of the season.
Bobby Oleshnik
is at Mansfield.
Has just followed me on Twitter as well.
Ooh, and he's
what can we read into that? Other than he's just wants a bit of mega lols.
Big fan. Mega loves mega lols. Loves your loves your pithy one-liners, John.
He loves non-league.
If Bobby Oleshnik came back on loan, we would 100% win the league. Mm. I mean, is he still good? I'm saying it like, Robin Stubbs came back.
I'd take Neville Southall at this point, and Neville's about 37 stone.
I tell you, if Robin Stubbs came back now, he would score absolutely loads of goals. it's lovely to speak to you, lads. I think we should do this again. It's a really nice thing to do. Well done with the podcast.
And it's a good niche because we're not a talkie podcast.
Obviously not a talkie
you
podcast.
You are a talkie podcast.
And it's lovely. And it's lovely to have the Talk United socials banding together.
Yes.
Like a band of brothers.
Ganging up on the Herald Express.
Gang up on the Herald Express. Guy, what's his name? Guy
Henderson.
Guy Henderson, you've got to come down here and get 3 points, Guy.
Stealing Dave Thomas's lunch money.
Dave Thomas. Come here, Dave Thomas. There's Dave Thomas spending his fucking Netflix money. Anyway, happy Christmas, boys.
Yes.
And up the goals. And let's have some score predictions.
I tell you what we should
do. This is a good idea.
Because we won't be back until the new year. We should do the score predictions for Yeovil, Woking and Yeovil.
Okay, that's a good idea. Right, Marcus, you go first. Yeovil, Woking, Yeovil.
1-0, 3-0, 2-1 win.
1-0, 1 point.
2 wins, 1 draw.
Okay, someone's right.
2 wins and a draw. Okay, you've gone for that, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sam?
1-0 away to Yeovil, 3-0 at home to Woking, and 1-0 at home to Yeovil.
Goodness me. John?
I'll go 2-0 defeat at Yeovil, 3-1 win at home to Woking, 1-0 win at home to Yeovil.
I will say,
6-7-9.
When John said 1-0 win at home to Yeovil, he did the hand he does when he puts his fake whistle to his lips.
I just awarded
a goal. And awards a goal. I'm going to say we'll get 4 points from the 3 fixtures. I don't know where, but I think we'll. I don't think we'll win one of them. I think we'll lose one of them. We never beat Woking, do we? We bloody never beat them.
We've gradually got more and more negative.
Negative.
As
I'm pleased we started where we started.
Thankfully, Sam and Marcus are the ones going, not us.
Yeah, they're going. Yeah, yeah. Lovely. Lovely. Absolutely smashing. Have either of you bought the black shirt?
No. I've asked Father Christmas.
Have you? Have you? That's nice. The refs, all the refs will be wearing that, won't they? Talky refs.
That seemed like a shirt too far for me. I thought, what other variation could there be?
How many more
Nothing
shirts?
On it. All black.
See-through.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? A see-through shirt, John. So some of the Torquay fans. Paul Bastard in a Bastard. See-through shirt. That's the name of my new album. Right. On the ice, up the goals.
On
Yellow
the
Army.
Lights.
Have a lovely time. Cheers, gents.
And you.
Cheers,
on the ice. Very
good. Bye-bye.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League newsletter, and it's time for letters from a listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Christmas, John. What do you think of the Proclaimers? Do you think they get each other anything for Christmas, John? Do you think they're... Oh, this again.
They're probably past that age, aren't they?
Do you think they must get each other something?
I reckon a lot of people get them the same thing.
Oh, do you think I would get them good walking shoes, John?
Well, some sunglasses for all the... Yeah,
lovely. We've all done that. FOF 23. I bet he loves Proclaimers, doesn't he, John?
Who doesn't love the Proclaimers?
FOF 23 loves them, John. Yeah. Absolutely loves them, doesn't he? Loves them. Any letters, John?
Some lovely letters.
Oh.
Just a couple of nice Christmas messages, really.
That's nice.
And a chance to say season's greetings to some of our many valued FOFs.
On the ice.
Lee Pettifer, FOF.
12?
11?
12? Oh, God.
It's in that ballpark.
Got to this
isn't
again,
it?
Yeah.
He gets confusing with Pettifer and Cloak around that stage. Anyway, he says, John and Charlie, in the absence of anything witty from me, no change there then.
Oh,
that's Lee, that's not
Lee.
Me.
You chasing Lee off there.
Can I wish you a Merry Christmas? A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for the entertainment throughout the year and looking forward to more in 2020. On the ice.
On the
Lee
ice.
Pettifer,
Lee.
Like a little Christmas card there.
Thanks so much, Lee. Happy Christmas to you. On the ice. Thanks for getting in touch.
Really kind of you, Lee. Have a cracking Christmas. Mm. And similar from Les Brooking, who I think is possibly a first-time letter from Les Brooking,
nice.
Who says, on the ice, loving the podcast, fellas. Keep up the great work. And I don't really understand why. This apropos of nothing.
Oh.
Why not have a best TUFC disease 11?
What a lovely idea. What are we going for? Like, I'm trying to think of some now.
Not very Christmassy, Les, is
it? Well, a lot of people die at Christmas time. It's very cold. Very cold.
Sees a few off.
Measles. Is there any measles? No. What disease was he thinking of? Did he offer up any?
Well, he does, but I don't really understand it.
What did he offer up, John?
We've had crabs and piles and a bunion. Any more?
Oh, Bunyan. Elliot yeah. Bunyan.
Who's crabs?
Goodness. Well, I'll tell you what, Les. Send us another one in. And it is Christmas after all, John.
Yeah.
And come in and know me better, man. Les Brooking. Happy Christmas. Here is your FOF number.
Hey, ka-ching.
Ka-ching. What number is he, John? You
Christmas
don't know.
Christmas FOF. 29 or 30? Oh, I think it could be FOF 30.
I don't think we'll ever know this, John.
I've got it all on my laptop.
Okay, there we are. Happy don't Christmas, Les. Thank you for your letter.
Hey, well
if you
done,
can
Les.
Just give us write in again.
Yeah.
Tell us the examples of what you meant by it, and we'll try and come up with... If you can do the Disease 11 on at Nutham's Pod. Very Torquay United based, isn't it?
It's
week,
a little
John?
Bit Torquay based. Bit too Torquay heavy. Apologies for that.
Apologies for the Torquay.
But.
Content look, this week.
Speaking of the FOF.
This week. This my week. Wife go, oh, this week.
Speaking of the FOFs, though.
Oh, yeah.
We all know. Three letters, or if you're feeling charitable.
Yeah, very nice.
One from Les.
Yeah.
Gets your FOF number.
It does,
or
yeah.
10 tweets.
Yeah.
And
or just be drunk in the street in Edinburgh.
Just be drunk in the street. Couldn't. But if you do become a FOF, you get to play... The FOF game.
You do, don't you, John?
It varies every week.
And somebody's been smashing it every single week.
Unbelievable. Unstoppable. FOF 14, Jane Kelly.
Ah.
Bit of controversy last week around the 12 days of Christmas.
Yes, she was naming the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, sorry. One minute, actually. Oh. We've actually got a little bit of breaking news.
Okay,
I'm just going to break off. A bit of breaking news from Natalie Sawyer. Just one second.
Some big breaking news just into us now, and it's something we've been expecting. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has ruled that Jane Kelly, that's FOF 14, has been found guilty of cheating on last week's FOF game and has been handed an indefinite suspension from all national obsession activities. The court has ruled that she did not know the words to the 12 Days of Christmas and, in fact, was using some kind of search engine in their words, probably Google. We can't rule out Microsoft Bing at this stage either. So to repeat, Jane Kelly has been found guilty of cheating on the FOF game and handed an indefinite suspension. We'll bring you more on this as we get it.
Oh, that's harsh, John. Yeah. That's harsh on that,
oh,
dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Where's that FOF going?
They come down on you like a ton of bricks these days,
Jane,
don't they?
Jane, I can only apologise. I mean, I think you've been dealt with harshly there. I don't think she was cheating, John.
Well, the thing is...
The fact she knew nothing about the song and then all of a sudden knew all the words doesn't mean she was cheating at
that
all.
That can happen. The thing is, Jane, it's indefinite. Could be lifted at any point.
Is it a suspended sentence or is it...
Oh, no.
The gavel.
Unfortunately,
the gavel,
Jane,
has gone down.
You felt the rough end of the justice system there.
Goodness me, Natalie Sawyer breaking in with the news as well.
As she is wont to do. Sometimes she will
just come in with
pop in
breaking,
a bit of breaking news and then leave again. Already gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, the FOF game will return in the new year with a new contestant.
New contestant, FOF 15?
Yeah.
FOF 15 in the new year.
Do you want me to tell you who that is?
Yes, that'd be nice.
FOF 15, Liam Connolly.
Lovely. Liam, we will see you in
we'll
the new
see
year.
See you in 2020.
See you in the new year. Any other letters, John?
That's it for the letters.
That's all the letters.
It
lovely.
The
thank you so much for all your letters and everything this year. It's been lovely meeting some of you and playing the games with you. Do get in touch on at NatObsPod.
Or nationalobsession@gmail.com. Let's sing out one more time for 2019.
You go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
The National Obsession.
Now, John, what we've been building up to
the
whole year,
here
some people
go.
Would say. 2 years of build-up towards this point. I like to say it's John's Christmas story,
is
something
it,
I have nothing
where
to
you
do
like
with.
To absolve yourself of any kind of involvement, responsibility. And look, that's understandable.
Lovely
we've had
John.
Mixed
we've
reactions
had a
in the past.
Christmas Cool and what was the other one called? I can never remember.
Nat Obstivity. Yeah. I'm confident that this is the year when we get 100% approval ratings.
This is the one. People are looking forward to it, John. They've clamoured for a third instalment in the trilogy. Let us know what it is, John.
This is the story of Rodney Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, lovely already. I'm in.
Not a talkie podcast. Once upon a time, back in 1998, there lived a football club owner, Mike Bloody Bateson, and his star striker, Rodney Jack. Every Saturday, and quite a few Tuesdays too, Rodney Jack would help Bloody Bateson by scoring a shed load of goals for their team, Torquay United. He was also so fast, he'd leave the opposition training in his wake. Where's the last defender, Rodney?
He's behind you!
Thank you. But despite all of their hard work, Bloody Bateson and Torquay were very poor, with barely enough money to keep themselves afloat. What shall we do, said Bateson one winter's day. We don't have enough money to keep the YTS scheme going. Oh. We must sell our star goalkeeper, Matt Gregg. With the money, we can probably afford a random French second division free transfer. All right, Mike, said Rodney. It's market day today. I'll go into town and sell Matt Gregg. So Rodney Jack took Matt Gregg and headed off towards town. He hadn't gone far when he met a funny-looking old man who said to him, "Good morning, Rodney. Where are you off to this fine morning? I'm going to market to sell Matt Gregg. What a helpful star striker you are, but I have a special deal just for you." The little old man looked around to make sure no one was watching and opened his hand to show Rodney Jack what he held. "Beans?" asked Rodney, looking a little confused. 3 magic beans, to be exact. 1, 2, 3. And he counted them out. "And because you're such a good boy, they're all yours in trade for Matt Gregg." "Really?" said Rodney Jack. "And you're quite sure they're magical?" "I am indeed. And if it doesn't turn out to be true, you can have your goalkeeper back." "Well, that sounds fair," said Rodney, as he handed over Matt Gregg, pocketed the beans, and headed back home to show Bloody Bateson. "Back already, Rodney?" asked Mike. "I see you haven't got Matt Gregg. You've sold him so quickly. How much did he get for him?" Rodney just smiled and reached into his pocket. "Just look at these beans, Mike. They're magical. Plant them overnight and..." "What?" cried Bateson. "Oh, you bloody bastard. How could you give away our cash cow for 3 measly beans?" Oh. Rodney was upset and threw the beans out of the window. Oh. When he woke up the next morning, his room looked strange. The beans he had thrown out of the window into the garden had sprung up into a big beanstalk which went up and up until it reached the sky. Using the leaves and the twisty vines like the rungs of a ladder, Rodney climbed and climbed until at last he reached the sky, where he found that the beanstalk had a head. It was then that he realised that it wasn't a plant at all. The magic beans had grown into a giant target man. It was Andy McFarlane, the perfect target man foil that he'd been waiting for. He found a long road winding its way through the clouds to a dimly lit and slightly depressing function room and bar off in the distance. The sign above the door said "Boots and Laces." Ooh. Rodney ran up the road towards the bar, and just as he reached it, the door swung open to reveal a horrible lady giant with one great eye in the middle of her forehead. "Oh, God, it's the winner of Miss Tall Bay 1998, he thought, and made to run away. But she caught him and dragged him into Boots and Laces. "Oh. I'm Mrs. Bastard, landlady of Boots and Laces. We're in the cloud now, whatever that means. Now, don't be in such a hurry. I'm sure a growing lad like you would like a nice pint of Brin," cackled the great big tall woman. No. Rodney was deeply afraid. He politely took a few small sips when thump, 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 the whole bar began to tremble with the noise of someone coming. "Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of a West Indian man. Be he out wide or the line that he's led, that doesn't work, I'll grind his bones to make my bread." It was the lady's husband, Giant Paul the Bastard. Rodney ran as fast as he could, and Paul the Bastard came rushing after, away from Boots and Laces and back down the road. When he got to the beanstalk, Paul the Bastard was only 20 yards away when suddenly he saw Rodney disappear. Not unusual for a nippy striker, he thought. Bastard peered through the clouds and saw Rodney underneath, climbing back down Andy McFarlane for dear life. I don't think that holds up. The bastard swung himself down onto Andy McFarlane, which shook with his weight. Rodney slipped, slid, and climbed down the beanstalk as quickly as he could, and after him climbed Paul the Bastard. As he neared the bottom, Rodney Jack called out, "Bloody Bateson, please hurry! Bring me an axe! Bring me an axe!" And out came Bateson with a cheap £1 little one. Oh. Typical Bateson, thought Rodney. But he got hold of the axe anyway and began to chop away at the beanstalk. Paul the Bastard, who had unsurprisingly stopped to take a selfie with Andy McFarlane, felt the beanstalk shake and quiver and begin to topple over. Paul the Bastard fell all the way down and broke his leg again. And Andy McFarlane and Andy McFarlane came toppling after. Again, not unusual. Paul the Bastard hobbled off on his crutches, whilst Rodney sold his pint of Brin to the FBI, who immediately investigated for its performance-altering properties and used the money to buy back Matt Gregg and restart the YTS system. And so, Rodney Jack, Bloody Bateson and Matt Gregg lived happily ever after, and no one ever mentioned Brin beer ever again.
Oh, John.
Early thoughts?
I thought it was the best of the three, John.
Yes!
The best of the three. Really, really good. It was very good, John. I thought
it
opened up a lot of questions. Is the Brin the beer cursed?
Yeah.
For instance.
Yeah.
That could have been the problem. And I'd just like to reiterate after that story, not a talky podcast.
Categorically. I think that's answered the question once and for
all. Where people are getting this idea from.
We had a few people say that this year, and I think that has finally dispelled the rumours.
That story about Matt Gregg.
Knocked on the head.
Andy McFarlane.
Two fairly obscure players from 1998.
John, I thought it was excellent. You did a lot of great work there.
Yeah, yeah.
There we are. It's always a bit of a feeling of, once the panto's over, it's...
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? But isn't that just Christmas encapsulated?
It's lovely.
A lot of build-up and then...
Exactly. Yeah. Well, look, be kind to each other.
Yes.
Have a lovely Christmas.
Have a lovely Christmas.
We'll be back in the new year, John, won't we? Probably, I would have thought, January the 6th, something like that.
Yeah.
Or were you thinking earlier than that?
That's when I'm back in the office.
That's when you're back. So, it'll be the first or second week of January.
We could try and do one on the Zencaster again.
Let's
try.
At home,
but
let's see how we get on.
I sounded like I was in a box last time.
You did,
so.
The man in the box. We know where that was, but we can work that out. Yeah. Lovely. Up the girls. Enjoy your Christmas football. Enjoy your Christmas.
Yeah.
Be nice to each other. And on the ice, of course.
On the ice, Martin Rice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.